I used to date a girl who always had a bunch of guys on a leash. Have you ever dated anybody like that? They fuck you up, right? But this girl, sometimes she would fuck you up in a really good way, and that's the trouble. She was a tempest, and so when she wanted something, I could never deny her. I had never even imagined being in some of the situations before that were normal to her. She used to go through her Instagram stories and show me the guys that she knew would come over, no questions asked, to fuck her. One time, a Tinder match drove over with chicken soup and cough medicine when she was sick and just left it on the porch. She didn't even let him meet her face to face. And all of this blew my mind. I found it uncomfortable, actually, but it was not my call, who she hung out with, of course, and I didn't really understand how it worked, and so I just kind of let her handle that part of her life the way that she wanted. But as her girlfriend, I did end up being around for these interactions from time to time. These guys would try to earn her favor while blatantly imagining us fucking and also having to show me respect because I was the one that she was with. So even though it did make me uncomfortable, it was also occasionally kind of hot in a fucked up way, because I was the one that she was taking home. And one of her exes was especially subservient / thirsty, I guess. She would, you know, every so often text him pictures or listen to him complain about his dating life, and then he would drive her places and pay for stuff. He would take her out for dinner, or take her to the airport. He would donate to fundraisers that she had to run for work, or even, you know, ones she would run just in her personal life. And he would get to hang out with her whenever he did that. And sometimes he would extend the offer to cover me as well. And on these outings, I would just tell her that the two of them should make their decisions, and she should just let me know if I needed to chip in money for anything. I figured that that was the best that I could do, because it was actually pretty fun sometimes. One time I remember he drove us to a beach town for the day. We had good seafood. He took pictures of us making out on the rocks. It was fun. But the first time that I met him was when he took us to one of the city's best tapas places. It was expensive and classy, and everything was extremely delicious, and he was driving us home afterwards. I felt very pleasantly full, but not sleepy, extremely good-natured towards the world. And then my girlfriend reached back from shotgun and started touching my leg in a way calculated to arouse me. I mean, running her fingertips up my thigh, every so often digging in her nails or pinching me. I was trying hard to stay still, but she wasn't being remotely subtle, and he could clearly see what was going on. And I believe that I mentioned earlier already how completely and utterly unable I was to ever resist her. So I reached forward to softly start stroking her neck and face and hair. And she doubled down, biting the pad of my fingertip with exactly the right force to send a pulse of desire through my cunt. And I sort of snapped and grabbed her throat from behind and pinned her back against the chair as she let out a little delighted gasp. And meanwhile, the poor ex-boyfriend was driving and trying to keep saying normal words and pretend like nothing was happening. I was completely focused on the feel of her throat in my palm. I was not paying any attention to him, but she later told me that the driver in the car next to us, the guy, was also a little taken aback to see us thus engaged. Anyway, I released her throat and she immediately sucked my finger all the way into her mouth and started licking it and sucking it until I had to stop touching her and sit back and take a couple of deep breaths before I pass out or something. And then she started texting me from the front seat. She was telling me that the wine at dinner had given her some serious big dick energy, which I was very excited about, because it had been a while. And she asked me what I thought about her gagging him and sticking him in a corner to watch her ruin me. And I could barely think about anything except for eating her out at that point. And I realized with some surprise that even though I was not attracted to this guy, I did not even really like him very much. I did like the idea of having someone else there to heighten that feeling of reverence and excitement and lust, and to experience the dizzying, kind of overwhelming feeling of being a live fantasy for someone. There's something addictive about that. So she and I texted each other negotiations for the rest of the ride home. And by the time we pulled up to the door, he clearly knew that something was up, so he kind of lingered. And my girlfriend told him that if he agreed not to touch us or get close to us or speak, he could watch us fuck and touch himself quietly. And he readily agreed to that. So we went inside and set a chair in the middle of the rug. And he took off his pants and sat down there in his underwear and shirt. I pretty much stopped looking at him immediately once we got into bed. I was into knowing that he was there, but I had better things to look at. And she straddled me on the bed. We made out for a while, touching all over. She told me to take my dress off, which I did, and then tumbled me back down onto the bed, where I managed to keep making out with her and also get her underwear mostly off with my right foot. And then I couldn't wait anymore and started begging for permission to go down on her. I was so desperate, I didn't even draw it out the way that I usually like to. I like to savor it, but all I did this time was bite her hard a couple of times on her torso, which always got her going, and then kissed around her cunt, settled between her thighs, and grabbed her hips and dove in. Once she had gotten a little wetter and more open, I shoved two fingers into her mouth and then inside her pussy. There's a little that little muscle that contracts a lot inside when she got close, but the actual spot that she liked the best was just behind it. So getting there meant you have to resist the urge to curl my fingers. She liked the curl, but not as much as she liked it straight in and up as deep as possible. She came really hard and surprisingly quickly, given that we were being observed, but maybe that helped her get her off. We cuddled for a little bit, and then she got up to clean up while I lay there and waited. The guy in the chair was not sure if we were done, so he said something like, "Oh, we are so amazing," or "beautiful," or whatever, and my girlfriend tolerated exactly two comments and then said we were not done and he needed to shut up. And she put on her gigantic purple dick, and I remember him making a very small noise when she slid it deep into my throat. and then I didn't listen to him anymore. She told me to get on all fours, fucked me that way, asking me if I wanted her dick and telling me I was going to take it. And then she put me in a sort of a modified bridge pose thing with one hand braced on the wall, keeping my hips up high enough to meet her. I still wanted more, so she bent me over the edge of the bed, up on my toes, with my ass as high in the air as I could and moaning into the mattress, while she called me a good little slut and made me take it until I was nothing but a twitching pile of limbs. I hadn't come, but I had that perfect fucked out bliss by the time I slumped into the bed and twitched off of her dick. I was pretty sleepy after such a long day, so we cuddled for a little bit, and then she said she'd see him out. I lounged there as he shoved his straining cock back in his briefs and then in his jeans. I was still totally naked, but I stood up to say goodbye. He basically gawked at me and said, and I quote, "It was nice to meet you, and beautiful, everything beautiful." But I forgave him, because I think it probably was pretty beautiful. And then he left, and I begged for permission to come, and my girlfriend kissed me sweetly and told me I wasn't allowed to for at least the next 24 hours. And we went to sleep. And that was our date day with her ex-boyfriend. Hope you enjoyed.